This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abam. Welcome, everybody. We continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're continuing in Hilchos Tzitzis Agutin Chodesh. We're up to Se'if Yud Daled. But we just have to finish one Mishnah Berurah on Se'if Yud Gimel. The Shita of the Mechaber is if you put on a Talis Katan, you make a bracha, then you go to the shul, and you make a bracha on a Talis Gadol, you have to make a bracha. The Shita of the Mechaber is Halicha is a Hefzik. We mentioned yesterday the Achronim disagree with that. But the Achronim say you would have to make a bracha for a different reason, because of Shinoi Makom. The Chayadam is choishish for the Shita, Shinoi Makom is not a Hefzik. And therefore the Chayadam says not to make a bracha, unless the shul was very far, or you did not have in mind at the time you made the bracha. Now the Mechaber said, if you're davening in your house, so now you have no halicha, you have no shinoi makom. So then the Mechaber said, im haya daita mitchila gam al talis gadol v'lo hifsek bein tayim. If you had in mind the talis gadol, and you didn't have a conversation, you didn't talk, b'sichai b'dvarim acherim, you didn't talk, you didn't interrupt with other matters, ein tzarich lachzor v'rach, you don't have to make another bracha. So in this case, there's no halicha, there's no shinoi makom, fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Hey B'Toich Beisai, Afilu Im Hatalis Katan Lavash B'Cheder Ze V'Hatalis Gadol B'Cheder Acher. Even if the Talis Katan you put on in this room, and the Talis Gadol you put on in a different room, there's no issue of Shinoi Makom. The Shinoi Makom Lo Havei Mecheder L'Cheder. There's no Shinoi Makom from room to room. By the way, when it comes to eating, the Bir Halacha later on says that you should be choishish for shinei makom mecheder lecheder, and therefore you should not leave and the room in the middle of eating. If you did, b'diavad, it's okay. Okay, now Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if your derech is to walk about, it's like you had it in mind explicitly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Kamam b'sereishan gimel sof sif aleph." U'mashikasa b'sicha, who afilo teva achas. When it comes to talking, it's even one word. Well, it doesn't have to be a whole lengthy conversation. It's even one word is considered a hefsek. Va'ayin le'el b'sif katan chavches b'amesha kosavnu b'shem ha'achreinim ledina. So it's like, you know, I was in a place this morning. And the gabbai who goes around collecting tzedakah, God bless him. But first of all, you're not allowed to collect tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. You know that? Mishnah Berurah says you don't collect tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. Why everybody dafka collects tzedakah in the most important part of davening? I don't know. Maybe the Yetzer Hara says, when could I be mavatel, the biggest koyach hatfilah of the whole day? Oh, let me get them to collect tzedakah. Now, every guy he went to, he had a whole conversation with. Now, this guy is much better off not collecting the tzedakah. But even one word is considered sicha. Mestama, he was talking about Dvarim Ha'imdim Bruma Shal Oilam and had to be matzal different communities all over the world. But you know, it's still Maris Ha'ayin. And anyway, but that's what the Mishnah says. One word is considered. Hafsik Vayin El B'Siv Katan Chavches V'Mashik Yisalim B'Shem Achron Medina. Okay, Sif Yudad. In Pasha Talisai. Let's say you took off your talis. Even if you had in mind explicitly to put it back on, you have to make another bracha when you go back and you're ma'atef with the talis. Now, it's interesting. When does this come up? This comes up all the time. Somebody goes to the Beis HaKiseh in the middle of davening. So you took off the talis, you had a mind to put it on, right away, you have to make another bracha. Yom Kippur, you have an hour break, you take off the talis. So there, often there's not only, now you're taking it off, there's also halicha, and there's also shinoi makom. That's the shita of the Mechaber. The Rama says Haga v'yeshayimrim shein mevarchim. Some say you don't make another bracha. Im ha'yadaita laso asatev by, if you had a mind to put it on again. V'yeshayimrim, some say dafka kishenishar alav talis katan. You know when, if you re-put on your talis gadol, you don't make another bracha. That's if the talis katan remained on. V'hachi noyagin, that's the minog. The minog is if you continue to wear the talis katan, then you don't make a bracha when you put back on the talis gadol. But back to the question, Erev Shabbos, if you're changing your talis katan, there you're taking off the talis katan, you're not leaving on the talis katan. So then, just according to the simple Rama, it would come out, you would have to make a bracha when you put on, there certainly, because it's a completely different begin. Okay, so these are the three shitas in Sif Yadalet. The Mechaber shita is you take off your talis, when you put it back on, you always make another bracha. The Rama says that if you had a mind to put it back on, you don't make a bracha. Some say that only is true if you're wearing the talis katan. It's sort of like a hachra. In other words, Mechaber said, when you take off your talis, you always make a bracha and you put it back on. The Rama says, you never make a bracha and you put it back on. And then there's a hachra that if you're wearing the talis katan, you don't have to make another bracha when you put on the talis gadol. And that's the minog, says the Rama. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, tzarech levarich. The first shita of the Mechabras, you'd have to make a bracha. Afilu nishar olav talis katan, even if the talis katan remained on you. Vafilum tekef nesatev boy, even if you wrapped yourself in immediately, vloy shinim kam kamein tayim, you were not meshanamak at all. Why? I didn't have alicha, I don't have shinui makam, de'apshita gufa hefsik hubazah. Removing a talis is a hefsik. Va'ayin le'el basim and zesiv kan lamanav, mashik hasan v'sham, look what we wrote earlier in Siv Katan, Lamed Aleph, where, if you remember, if you took off the first talis before you put on the second one, you would have to make another bracha. The Mishnah Berurah quoted that the Achronim argue on this. They say taking off is not a hefsik. Later on, Sif Yudalid, the Mechaber says taking off is a hefsik. There, you didn't have in mind at the time of the bracha that you're going to take it off. Here, where you had in mind the time of the bracha, then pshita is not a hefsik. In other words, the reason why there is more of a hefsik in Sif Yudalid over here, the reason why many more achrayim would say that if you take off a talis here, you have to make another bracha when you put it back on, is because you did not have it in mind when you made the original bracha that you're going to take it off and put it back on. However, if you had in mind when you made the bracha, look, it's Yom Kippur today, I am going to be taking off my talis and putting it back on an hour later, then many more may agree that you would not have to make a bracha when you put it back on. That's a shita of the Mechaber. Pshita is a hefsik, especially when you did not have it in mind when you originally made the bracha. And on that note, let us see the Bir Halacha. Im Pasha Talisai. Tzarech Levarech. Ayin B'Mishnah Berurah B'Masha Kosavnu. Vayin Le'el B'Siv Kadon Lamed Aleph. Dahainu D'Muchach Shomein HaMogen Avram. Dim B'Shas HaBracha Yadaita Shiv Shedem V'Yasav V'Shem. If at the time you made the bracha, you had in mind you're going to take it off and then put it back on. L'Kulei Amayin Tzarech Lachsa Levarech. So this Halacha in Sif Yodalid is where you did not have in mind at the time of the bracha. V'zeu laniyaz daito eitza yutza sheyucha latzis v'zeu kaladeyos sheyichavin b'shas bracha shemitzarach l'pasha sheyachsav yubashenu. This says the Bir Halacha, his personal recommendation over here is always have in mind when you make a bracha on the talis that if you take it off and put it back on, you don't have to make another bracha. Then for sure you won't have to make it. In other words, yes, the Rama already said if you're wearing a talis katan and you take it off, you don't have to make another bracha. And there are those who say you don't have to make another bracha. But L'maisa L'machaber says you do. So if you want to get biyotze l'chol hadeyos, the best thing to do is to have in mind when you make the bracha. So now this is a fourth kavana, Rabbi Yeager. Kavana number one is your mechavein. Oh, wow. Kavana number one is when you put on, when you make the bracha, you mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah to say the arayis of wearing tzitzis. Number two, you're mechavin that you're wearing tzitzis leman tizkaru v'asisem es kol mitzvoisai to remember all the mitzvahs. Number three, you're mechavin when you make the bracha on the talis gadol to pater the talis katan. And again, we already made that kavana for the rest of our lives, but it's better to do it every day. And number four, you should be mechavin if possible that if you take off your talis, you're going to put it back on again. Let us begin Siv Katan Lamed Zayin. Shein Mevarchim. Some say you don't make a bracha on the talis. Afilu im be'ez hapshita loynisha alav talis katan. According to this shita of the Rama, even if the talis katan did not remain on you, you would not make a bracha when you take off and put on the talis katan. V'chein pasku ha'achroinim. Wow. The Achroinim are makel like the Ramah's first Deya without the Hachra that you need the Talis Katan. In other words, we paskin that if at the if you take off your Talis Gadol and you're not wearing a Talis Katan and you put on your Talis Gadol again, you don't make a bracha. The Hatama Yeshomrimu, the Kivon to Be'ez Hapshita Yadaita take off the Lavshai, since at the time you took it off, you had a mind to put on right away. V'chein Asa. Loi have a hapshita hefsik. Taking it off is not a hefsik. Now, what is the shear? What, in other words, how much time later has to elapse for you to have to make another bracha? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, many hours. Many hours. So in other words, you have a break on Yom Kippur, you take off your talis, you don't make another bracha when you put it back on again. Bottom line. You go to sleep. Uvikzois ha-shulchan kasav b'havanas dvarav. The Kzois ha-shulchan says 2 or 3 hours. And he brings over here that Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman brought out a story about the Chazoi Nish that he took off his talis on Yom Kippur by the Hafsaka. And the Hafsaka was 2.5 hours. Oh, I daven in a place where they go straight the whole day. Well, the Chazoi Nish didn't. But he probably because he started at Alois HaShachar. But anyway, you're allowed to have a break on Yom Kippur. Doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to have a break. But Lamaisa, the Chazoi Nish had a suffix after 2.5 hours whether he had to make a bracha on his talis. Anyway, what we're going to do is we're going to hold it over here for today. And we'll finish up tomorrow. Okay, everyone? Agutin Chodesh. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.